Welcome to 20 Minutes and Two Beers In. I'm JD.
Hey, everybody. This is Bobby.
Episode 150, Bobby.
Wow. My mom said it wouldn't last.
Wow. You know, this is crazy. We've been doing this for over 3 years now. Well, we're in year three, but we missed some shows here or there. But 150 episodes. Crazy. You know, in the 150 episodes, Bobby, we've both moved multiple times.
Yeah. We've had kids.
We've had kids.
We've moved studios.
We've moved. Yeah, exactly. We've increased equipment. We've had, in these 3 years, a lot of interviews. A lot of interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Some great conversation.
Drank a ton of beer.
A ton of beer. I mean, it is amazing. Speaking of which, this is not going to shock anyone here, but we're in the holiday season.
Yep.
So that means Shiner holiday cheer.
Holiday cheer. Holiday beer. Holiday cheer. It's, you know, this episode is going to be posted, I think, just after Thanksgiving. You're celebrating your Thanksgiving, folks. So it is okay now to drink Christmas beer.
Yeah.
It's okay to listen to Christmas music, and it's okay to drink Christmas beer.
It is okay for you, but not for us yet. Because we're recording this just before Thanksgiving.
We are recording it just before Thanksgiving.
And as we say, we're going to be posting late Thursday night. So every Friday, like clockwork, you can expect something from 20 Minutes and Two Beers In, unless we don't record. So we have a fun episode. We've been kind of going back and forth. There's a lot going on right now and too much to really pinpoint. So what we are doing is we're going to be doing a headlines episode. Not only that, a wonderful six-pack, Last Call, One Stop Away. And I'm going mellow on my music this week, Bobby.
I'm going holiday theme, JD, because this is going to air right after Christmas.
That's
and
fair.
You're allowed to listen to it. So I'm going to bring some fun, JD, to your holiday season. Is that a nice tease?
It could be a tease. It could be. So stick around. We'll come back with headlines. And I held the girl closer than was safe. Take what you want from me. I'm not afraid to turn around to see you by my side. Hey, I felt pretty when Bobby, I almost forgot. Before we start with headlines,
yeah.
I've got our beer devotional. We're going to go with one from November 28th. Go from this week. It is the Spruce Goose from Steamworks Brewing Company. The quote from Johnny Depp, "I want to be an old man with a beer belly sitting on a porch looking at a lake or something." So I like the quote. Spruce Goose, it's a American strong ale, color ruby orange, smell of juniper, spice, and spruce. Food pairing with, you know, fruit or whatever. But beer fact, why not train to become a brewer? And it's got a list of very prestigious brewing schools, which makes me think we need to get these guys on the podcast. There's all over the place, and there's one here in Illinois, the Seibel Institute of Technology in Illinois. So something to think about. But Spruce Goose is the beer of the beer devotional. So it's time for headlines, Bobby.
Let's start them.
My first question for you, and as you can tell, we're not in the same room. I don't know if you can tell or not, but heading into this holiday, tough to get together. But so we've got, normally we literally write these down, rip them out of paper, put them in a hat, and we draw. So we're doing that very similar type of thing through the Skype line.
Through the magic of the interwebs.
So, my first question for you, Bobby.
All right. Will Tim Tebow play in the NFL again? I think what JD's referring to is some reports or some speculation with the Cleveland Browns having quarterback problems. Another quarterback is injured. That's Jason Campbell. He's out with a concussion. So I think some Yahoo commentators were talking about Tim Tebow to the Browns.
Yeah, and also CNNSI did a huge, almost a white paper on it, going through the history of Tim Tebow and speculating if he'll ever play again.
Yeah, that's the reason why you've got to rehash this many times during the football season is because it will always get the clicks. It'll always get the views. It's Tim Tebow. It's the story that people loved to talk about a few years ago, and so they want to rehash it every chance they can. I don't care if he's going to play. I want him to play in the NFL again. That would be really cool. I think we know what happens when he plays quarterback in the NFL. I hope he does. I hope he plays tight end or halfback or something. I think he could be like Peyton Hillis, except better. And that'd be a good thing for the NFL. I think he'd be a good addition to a team, but not at quarterback. He's terrible at quarterback.
And he's got to come to the realization that he's not going to play quarterback. I mean, yeah. He still keeps going, I'm going to play quarterback. And I think he needs to. Teams would love to have him in their locker room. I really believe that. But there's got to be more flexibility on both parts, I think. So,
yeah. Canada, maybe? I don't know. We'll see.
Derrick Rose will not be in the playoffs for third year in a row. It's true. I mean, he had another knee surgery. They're saying 6 months. This yeah. is the other knee. It's a meniscus issue, which isn't as serious, which makes me wonder. 6 months for a meniscus seems extreme. I've had plenty of meniscus tears. A lot of times they'll scope it, take a piece out, and you rehab it and you go. Mm-hmm. Depends on the extent of that tear. I'm really starting to wonder, and I pose this to our Twitter fans, those of you who follow us at Two Beers In, is Derrick Rose the next Grant Hill? A lot of talent, tremendous upside. People think wonderful about this kid, but injuries become a problem.
And it's not like the ticky-tack injuries. It's injuries that mean you're out for the year, which means your team is done for the year. So he obviously got the first knee injury during the playoffs 2 years ago, and then he was out all of last year, all of the playoffs. So last year was a lost year for the Bulls. They knew they were hoping he would be back halfway through the season. Then he just decided not to come back at all. And then he came back this year, so they lost one season. Now you're going to lose another season. You've got to change the way you're looking at your team, because you can't lose three seasons. You've got to at least, and I'm not saying don't build around Derrick Rose. He's still a player that you can build around, obviously. But you're going to have to make sure there are other parts there that can fill in when he's gone, because you have to anticipate something could happen to him. And if it does, you've got to be able to move on. And keep going. And they do have a good core of people, so they can do that. They just need to get another really good player to go along with him.
Yeah, I don't think he's a franchise player anymore, because you franchise player you can rely on. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that that's him. So all of a sudden, you know, are the Bulls in the LeBron sweepstakes after this season?
Who knows?
You know,
everybody's in the LeBron sweepstakes after the season.
You know, it could happen. And it's one of these things where I just don't trust the fact he's going to be available, and the fact they build these teams around him, which that's how the NBA works. That's how it works. This is multiple seasons now, and you do have to kind of have that Grant Hill wonder on, wow, what do we got? One thing the Bulls know is they're going to get him cheaper now in a contract resigning, because...
Well, they don't have to re-sign him for a number of years because of that big-ass deal they gave him before.
But he's not going to be worth that. So
no.
My next question for Bobby...
We have Jordan Lynch sets NCAA record, and he broke his own record in a game just the other night at Northern Illinois.
320 yards rushing. Now, this is the quarterback for Northern Illinois. Not getting a ton of press nationwide initially because he plays at a MAC school, but he's made noise. And there's an argument that he deserves to be considered for the Heisman. He has rushed for 1,755 yards and 20 touchdowns this season. We're talking about a quarterback here. What's impressive is those numbers are comparable to the past five Heisman winning running backs.
Okay. Wow.
And he's a quarterback, and he still has a MAC championship game and a bowl game left to play this year. Not only that, he's putting up some impressive passing yards, too, almost equal to his rushing yards. So it does beg the question, you know, where is this guy ranking in college football? He was not a finalist for the Maxwell Award, which is the top quarterback in the country. You know, he gets slighted for being a MAC quarterback, but, you know.
Sure.
Does he deserve the Heisman?
I mean, he's putting up great numbers, but he's not. No, he doesn't, because he's playing in the MAC.
So you're penalizing him because he's playing for the MAC.
Absolutely, you're penalizing him, and that's not to say he's not a great player. That's not to say maybe he's not the best player in college football right now. Who knows what he would look like if he was on a team like Alabama, or how he would make that team look, or even Michigan or Ohio State. Could change what Michigan's record is. But who knows how he would do with those teams. But we don't know, because he didn't make it to that school. He's not getting penalized because of his high school days, or, you know, what his numbers were back then. But you have to be realistic when you're looking at the Heisman. You're looking at the best player in college, and the best player in college that has that effect on their team, and you're looking at success.
Yeah.
National championships, at least getting your team in national championship contention. When you're playing in the MAC, you don't have that. So, unfortunately, he's not going to get that. I mean, did Kellen Moore a few years ago with Boise State had some great numbers, and he was considered for the Heisman, but he wasn't a realistic. I mean, I think they might have flown him out there to New York, but he was a distant fourth, I think, in the finish.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't even know if he flew out there. He could have.
Did he?
That's a good point. But it is interesting to see where, in a quarterback-heavy draft, where this guy's going to land, because he's 6 foot tall, and he is barely 6 foot tall. Now, you've got the Russell Wilson, who's helping that out, you know, giving them more credence for the smaller quarterbacks. But I think this kid has an NFL future to throw. He's got a strong arm. He's mobile, which teams like out of their quarterback, unless you're Denver. And they, I had to throw that in there. But I really do think this kid has something to offer the NFL. And what's great is he has put Northern Illinois on the football map, because this could be two straight years going to a BCS. They're pegged right now potentially to go to the Fiesta against Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
That could get ugly. But they also hold the longest home winning streak of any team in FBS. So their goal when NIU set out with all this, when Jerry Kill was still their coach before he went to Minnesota, was that they wanted to be the next Boise State.
And it's kind of
funny to see, oh, I want to be a Boise. But, you know, it's like in basketball, those small schools, the Butler wanted to be the next Gonzaga. I think they've done it.
Absolutely.
I think they've done it. So exciting.
Yeah, you got to keep it going after Lynch is gone, too. We'll see how they do next year. And we'll see where he goes. I'm sure you're going to be hoping he's in the purple and white next year, right?
I don't know how much I want to give up. Rob Ford, this is Bobby's. Rob Ford living out Miley Cyrus's lyrics.
He can't stop. He won't stop. It's his party and he won't stop, JD. This story is fascinating. I don't know that we have a U.S. politician that has, and I think Anthony Weiner is the closest to it, that's like continued to crash and burn over and over again. But since the springtime, I mean, he had the video of him smoking crack. He denied it. He tried to sue the people that, the press for it. Then he finally admitted to it. He's done some really strange things recently where he talks about, I think this is a family podcast, JD, so I can't say the word, but he said that he has more than enough to eat at home.
Oh.
He almost ran over a woman during a council session when they were voting to remove his powers. He swore in front of a group of children. It was at a classroom, and he gave a press conference after talking to this classroom of little kids, And he said, that's bullshit in front of these kids. And then he's like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. And then he also compared himself to Kuwait and the Canadian Parliament to Saddam Hussein when he talked about how they were removing his powers.
Could you imagine if he was a U.S. politician? I mean, he's on every night right now because we are in a global society.
Yeah.
He's on all, like, they're making fun of him everywhere. But imagine if he was ours.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I think the saddest thing of it all is that Chris Farley is not alive to play him on Saturday Night Live. Because he would nail that.
Oh, yeah, he would.
Oh,
wow. It makes for some great late-night TV moments. The Daily Show's been great about it. Saturday Night Live's been great about it. But comedians have to love Canada even more right now. I mean, before you could just make Canadian jokes, kind of you did the dim-witted Canadian.
Yeah, the hick up north, yep.
Yeah, and now you've got just an entire... We didn't know that Canadians smoked crack, JD. Nobody knew that until now. So now we can have Canadian crack jokes.
Yeah.
We have Canadian sexism jokes. It's pretty astounding.
Yeah.
Good times. Thank you, Rob Ford.
Thank you, Rob Ford. Well, that brings us close to our first break. And my music's first. And like I mentioned, I'm going mellow. I'm going 100%. A cappella. Pentatonix has a new one out, and I've played them before. These guys are amazing. If you haven't heard Pentatonix, give them a listen. I got to see them in concert. I followed them when they were a contestant on The Sing-Off on NBC a few seasons back. And these guys are just amazing, and they've done some... through their whole career, they've just done like covers, but this time they're doing their own stuff, and it's a mellow song, but it's wonderful. It's off PTX Volume 2. The song is called Run to You.
So long, but I've lost your war, and our kingdom is gone. How shall I win back your which was mine? I have broken bones and tattered clothes. I've run out of time.
Mellow tune. So we're going to start with Bobby now.
Back again. Let's see. Can you read this one out for me?
Sriracha is out over odor. Now, I've got a couple issues with this. So the backstory is the people who live around the Sriracha plant. There's one major Sriracha plant, right?
In California.
Yeah. And people are upset because of the smell.
Can I at least get a little acknowledgement? That wasn't a terrible Schwarzenegger, California. It wasn't terrible.
Crickets.
It was pretty decent. California. No, that one wasn't as good as my first one.
You're not
my
there.
My first one was better than it. California. California.
Wow, you're getting worse.
I am getting worse. Yeah. I'm just going to stick to the drinking of the beer now.
You're starting
JD.
To be the JD of impressions.
Mmm. I'm never that bad.
Ooh, wow. All right. Anyway, the people around it complained about the odor the plant gives off. Now, the plant only processes the peppers for the sriracha for a short amount of time every year.
Yeah.
But people complained enough to where they were trying to shut the place down. And they succeeded to an extent. They have to somehow find a way to, you know, get rid of the odor.
Yeah.
I'm upset. I will say it's probably only been the last 4 years I've been become a big fan of sriracha.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great in like soups. It's it absolutely wonderful.
It's got to be one of the top growing condiments out there right now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I'm upset. I'm dealing with it. It'll be interesting what this does with the sriracha, the prices, because from what I understood, people were buying it on the black market, more expensive, because they're like, we're not going to have sriracha anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know what that voice was right there. We're not having it anymore. It's not good. It's the people who love sriracha. That was the voice. So, yeah, very upset about that. So, Bobby, are you ready?
Billy Joel and Norah Jones honor the Everly Brothers.
Billy
and I haven't
Joe.
Listened to,
Joe.
I'm sorry, Billy Joe, you're right.
Of Green.
Actually, funny story about Billy Joel really quick.
Okay.
I hate to sidetrack our headlines episode.
Bring it.
But I need to get this out there. So you, JD, as having experienced what it's like to go through having a newborn,
yes.
Getting sleeping when you can sleep, have experienced something like this where you get a nap in, and when you finally get a really good nap during the day, where and it'll only be like a 45-minute nap, but one of those where it's so good you actually dream during it, and when you come out of it, you're like, that was incredible. Like, it's a new moment for you, right?
Yes.
I had that happen this past week where it was the first time I had a dream, JD, in a month. I'm not joking. In a month, it was the first time I had a dream. You just don't get that deep sleep.
You don't get that
so
deep sleep.
So I got the deep sleep. And JD, here's what happened in my dream. There was a song that was played in my head. And when I woke up, I thought, if this song is not real, it needs to become real.
Okay.
And so I asked my wife afterwards, I said, is this a song? And she said, no, I've never heard of that as a song. And here's what it was called. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Billy Joel Saved My Life and Then Saved Rock and Roll. Now tell me that shouldn't be a song.
That should totally be a song.
It pretty much writes itself. I'm pretty excited about this new project I'm going to work on, JD. And if it works out, I'm not going to be on the podcast anymore because I'm going to be a hit songwriter after this one.
I really think you should do it with the remaining members of Beastie Boys.
Hey!
I think it would work. I think it would work.
It's not a rap song, JD. We'll get into this off the air because there's some there's some harmonies I think you can help me out on.
Nice.
Anyways, going to your headline, Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day. And Norah Jones, that's a very likely combination, a very good collaboration right there.
What? No. I like.
Have you listened to it?
I like Norah Jones. I like Green Day. Very different kinds of music. But this album is getting some solid reviews, and they're just covering Everly Brothers songs.
From cover, it's the certain Everly Brothers album from cover to cover.
Yes, their 1958 foray, Songs Our Daddy Taught Us, for Everly. It's getting 3.5 out of 4 stars by some publications. I listened to it. Here's the dealio. I think she's got an amazing voice. It's sultry. It's like butter. It's like butter, Bobby.
No.
But it's great. His voice, I wouldn't consider him a good singer.
Mm-hmm.
He's a rock singer. And there are some rock singers who are just like, I mean, he's a more of a punk rock singer. Would you give me that?
Yeah, absolutely.
So having him cover Everly Brothers, I listened to it. You know, everything about it, Norah, was great. it just missed it for me. And the fact it's getting this much publicity, this really uncommon pairing, I'm not going to lie, it bothers me.
I like the idea of it, though, JD. I like going back to a great album. The Everly Brothers were phenomenal in their time, and I like the idea of revisiting that. Billy Joe, we heard what his voice can do, like, on Time of Your Life. Is, you know, you strip it down, that's what you get from him.
But that's,
fantastic. It's not
range,
like
he doesn't. Yeah,
it's not. Yeah, it's not like what the Everly Brothers put out there. But I'm gonna give it a listen, JD. I forgot that it came out this week, and I wanted to listen to it, so I will. And maybe next week I will criticize you for blasting the album.
Fair.
All right. Here is my last headline, JD.
Good for comedy. Cosby is back.
Continue. There's more than that.
JT and JF on Saturday Night Live. Now, those are two very different things. You're throwing them in together?
Yeah, because comedy is winning right now, JD. Not only Rob Ford is out there for comedians, but Bill Cosby got his special on Comedy Central this past weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And if you missed it, I guess it's going to be on TV Land on this coming Sunday again.
Did you watch it?
Back. I did. I DVR'd it. I've watched it twice.
I have not watched it yet, but it looked like it was funny. I saw like 5 minutes.
It was really good. It's basically relationship cause. He talks about girlfriend, marriage. It's
good
stuff.
That's his shtick.
Yeah, and it works really well with him. And then the announcement about Justin Timberlake and Jimmy Fallon are going to be on Saturday Night Live. I think it's the episode just before Christmas. They are great when they're together.
Is reaching, though? I mean, not that that's reaching. They know that's a big hit. They know Jimmy Fallon's popular, obviously. They know whenever JT's on.
He's an alum.
People tune in.
Yeah.
Are they reaching because this new crew is failing?
Do you think they are? I thought season's been okay. I think they always bring back an alum to try to remind. I think they do that to push the people again. Like, oh, this was what it was like in the good old days, and to give my inspiration from prior cast members. I think it's good for the newer cast and for the newer writers, but I don't think that it's a sellout by going with this lineup.
I worry, and this is a whole different discussion, but throw it out there right now, but we'll tackle another time. Worry about the future of Saturday Night Live. Lorne Michaels is getting much older, and he was clearly grooming Seth Meyers. Seth Meyers, head writer, but also he is the guy, for example, when Lorne Michaels comes to Chicago to interview new talent, he brings Seth Meyers, and they, as a team, they sit together to get the new talent on there. Now, Seth is going to go do his own thing now.
Right? Not his own thing. No. Lorne Michaels is right there with him. Lorne Michaels is producing that.
Right.
And he's producing The Tonight Show.
He is.
But
to throw your name as a producer is different than doing like a show as involved as Saturday Night Live. And I say that knowing, okay, so Seth is there through the end of December, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Saturday Night Live. And then he's gone.
Yep.
So Seth is done with Saturday Night Live at that point, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Lauren, older, long in the tooth, I think he's going to continue to take steps back and do other things, let alone, you know, it could be like an horrible comparison, Dick Clark Productions. Dick Clark Productions produce a lot of things. Lorne Michaels Productions is producing a lot of things.
You are like a child trying to have an adult conversation right now, JD. Lorne Michaels is not taking anywhere near a step back. He just scored bringing The Tonight Show to New York.
No,
he's getting huge. He's going to run NBC is what a step back is going
to
be for him.
It's
this is a huge deal. He is now late night.
It was there before.
No. A couple years ago, people, every like 5 years, people go through, Lorne Michaels is done in show business. He can't do it. Then he resurrects Saturday Night Live. You know what he's single-handedly done? He's made the entire late night lineup from Monday through Saturday. You're relying on Lorne Michaels now if you want your good comedy late night. You're going to be tuning in to Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show, produced by Lorne Michaels. Okay. Then after that's over, you're going to watch Seth Meyers, produced by Lorne Michaels. And then Saturday, where are you going for your late night? Saturday Night Live by Lorne Michaels. The man is gold right now.
I'm not saying he isn't, but he's almost 70 years old. He's going to be 70 soon. So how much longer is he going to be doing this? Mm-hmm. And I really feel like he was... And I could be wrong. I'm sure we have people closer to the know listening to this, but I could be wrong. But I feel like he was grooming Seth Meyers to take over his empire, his comedy empire. And this is, you know, yeah, he's got his other things as well. But, and he does movies on top of it too. I mean, people forget about that. There's been great ones. And then there's been whatever Rob Schneider's putting out. So...
That's Happy Madison now. All right. Now you're mixing and matching.
No. Lorne Michaels produced Deuce Bigelow Male Gigolo and the sequel. Mm-hmm. So anyway, long story short,
it got a sequel.
It got a sequel. I have no clue how we got on this tangent, but I just wonder the future. I wonder the future.
All right.
Back to your point, comedy. Yes, comedy is making a comeback, and I think people like it's fun to see people like Cosby back and JT and Fallon. Whenever they're together, they're hilarious. And the things that some of these lead comedians are doing now, like Louis C.K. and Jim Gaffigan, are wonderful. So anyway, my turn.
Your last one. Let's see what you got, buddy. Lady Gaga and the Muppets special.
They're special, and I believe that airs as we're recording this tonight. Here is my issue. Okay, I love me some Muppets. I've always loved it. You and I both grew up with the Muppets. Mm-hmm. We love the Muppets. I love what Jason Segel did with the Muppets. They have a new movie coming out. The trailer looks good, even though Jason Segel isn't involved with it. But it looks absolutely fantastic. Muppets are a kid's thing, right?
Sure.
I mean, the adults find them entertaining, and they'll sit there with their kids and watch it. It's family.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's fair enough.
All of the controversy continually surrounding Lady Gaga, right? From she's nude everywhere to coming out and saying she can't produce music unless she's high on cocaine.
Album not really doing that well.
Her album's not doing that well. I'm really disappointed the Muppets are aligning themselves with her. I would rather see them align themselves with a Taylor Swift or Carrie Underwood.
A more wholesome person, is that what you're looking
absolutely,
for?
Absolutely. This is just, it's a sellout on both parts, both the Muppets and Lady Gaga. And I think it makes me sad. It does.
Do you remember, JD, a couple of years ago, Katy Perry and there was the Katy Perry uproar with the Muppets where she sang Hot and Cold with Elmo?
Sesame Street.
I'm sorry. That's right. But yeah. The Muppets.
Come on now.
Sesame
I got
Street.
A 2-year-old. Come on. Sesame Street.
All right. Anyways. So Sesame Street can pull in Katy Perry, right?
Yes.
And you're saying the Muppets should not align themselves with somebody. I'd say Katy Perry as a sex symbol is similar to Lady Gaga. Not as out there.
No, not as out there. She's never posed nude. She's never, I mean, she dresses provocatively. I mean, but yeah, very different backgrounds, very different morals as very public moral. And I'm just not saying private morals, public morals, the persona they put out there. Mm-hmm. Do I think Katy Perry was a good fit for the Muppets or for Sesame Street? No, probably not, but it's not to the extreme where if I had a teenage kid or a 12-year-old girl at home, and would I want my daughter to, be a fan of Lady Gaga? No. Would I want her to be a fan of Katy Perry? Probably not. But Lady Gaga's to the extreme, and I think I'm sad. It saddens me, Bobby.
So you're not going to tune in at all to see it? You're not going to give it a whirl?
No, there's sports on, Bobby.
That's true. It's Thanksgiving. There's plenty of football to be watched, college and pro and the like. Well, JD, I'm going to give you something musically that you can be happy about, okay?
Bring it.
I'm going to bring you back. This was released a couple years ago. Before Fun blew it up big, their first album, Aim and Ignite, they also released a Christmas song called Believe in Me. It's their own original holiday song, so I'm playing it here this week on the podcast since we can officially start listening to holiday music, JD.
For a six-pack of questions, and Bobby, you whooped my butt this week at the pick and pool. Wow, he is like dancing. Bobby is dancing around the room.
I smoked you at this week. Destroyed. Complete and utter annihilation. You had two wins this week, JD. Two wins in a pick 'em. You get, and it's not even against the spread. You're just picking, and you didn't even pick your team. Against the Vikings again. No words, JD. There's nothing you can say at this moment to make yourself look any better or worse, I guess. So if you want to just keep stuttering, fine.
I only have four words to reply. Let's start the music now.
Now.
Bobby, are you worried about the Broncos' defense?
We still have five games left before playoff time. So things can get worked on. I guess the things that we're worried about the most are because of injuries. Champ Bailey's been out.
Yep.
Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie got injured, but it looks like he's going to be okay. He's day-to-day. Kevin Vickerson is out for the season now, which is a really big hurt for our defensive line. So there are definitely concerns for our defense right now, but we have five games left to try to get things back. I'm more concerned with how our offense has been working. I don't like some of the decisions they're making. We have three of the best wide receivers in the NFL. Why are we running the ball so much? Why aren't we passing twice, then running, rather than run, pass? Doesn't make sense to me.
Good,
but anyways.
Interesting.
Anyways, JD, not only are you bad at pick'em, you are terrible at fantasy football.
This year
in our league where you were the defending champion last year.
Two-time defending champion.
Not two in a row.
Not consecutive.
No, but you've won it twice. That's okay.
I'm still calling it two time, even though it's not legitimately what it is. Continue.
Okay. Anyways, you had one victory this year in fantasy football.
Right.
Who knows how you're going to do this weekend? I don't know if you're going to try to go out on top if you're not even checking your fantasy roster.
Barely checking it. Barely checking.
But
I'm the Atlanta Falcons.
I want to know, how does it? That's a good comparison. How does it feel to go from fantasy champion to fantasy irrelevant?
It's crazy because I would follow it to the T. I would know what everybody's doing. I would make sure I saw who was on the free agent market, who's waiver. How can I improve by just a point or two on each player? This year, I don't give a rat's. I don't care. And it's frustrating, but the good thing is last year I won, and the draft, which we held at my house, the draft last year or this year, I felt like it took forever for me to pick because I was the defending champion. It's not going to take that long next year. So that's the good thing. That's the good thing, Bobby. Bobby, question for you. Best Christmas album you ever owned?
Ever owned? I haven't owned a lot of Christmas albums. I like a lot of Christmas tracks. But the best Christmas album I can say that I've owned is a recent one, actually. I believe it was released 2 years ago by She and Him, which is...
Yep.
Yeah, Zoe and I forgot the guy.
Zoe Deschanel,
the
guy.
The guy. He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. Wow, that's better than your Schwarzenegger.
He's a good guy. I like him. So I think that'll be our add-on at the end there, JD. He's a good guy. He's good. Very good. Anyways,
so Mario.
That is the album I like. They did a very She and Him Christmas. It's a great album to listen to, so everybody should check it out. Zoe and the Really Good Guy. JD, speaking of music you can listen to, Lou Reed and Metallica. They had that beautiful collaboration that you loved a few years ago. Billy Joe and Norah Jones now have their collaboration. I want to know, what is your collaboration that you want to hear of two different musicians coming together?
Wow, two different. You know, it's interesting because I've never been a huge fan of that. Because, I don't know, sometimes you just like, stuff doesn't mix well. Frank Sinatra had Duets and Duets two out.
Yeah.
Some of it worked. Some of it was just atrocious. And they just came out with it like remastered with extra tracks. And I'm like,
it was bad to begin with. Why are you bringing it back?
Yeah. There is no need to bring that back. So, I've got to find something unique. And so I'm going to bring back, it's not going to shock you, Chris Cornell, who did Ave Maria on one of the very special Christmas albums about a decade or so ago, did Ave Maria, which was absolutely just fantastic.
Breathtaking.
Yes. I'm going to bring him back with I can't remember her name, but the lead singer of Heart.
Oh, okay. Nancy.
Yes.
Nancy from Heart.
Nancy from Heart. That's going to be my duet. Yeah, I'm going old school. Those people who make fun of me, who I always go old school music. Yeah, I'm going old school. That's what I'm doing. Bobby, question for you. What would it take for you to shop on Black Friday?
Very easy, JD. I am going to be shopping on Black Friday.
Seriously?
I am, and here's why. This is what I learned last year. And you're giving me a really ugly look right now, but I'm going to tell you one thing. This is what I'm going to do on Black Friday.
This could be the first time I've mentioned
this.
Hear
me out.
You are an idiot.
Hear me out.
Idiot.
Hear me out. I live very close to a Bed Bath & Beyond and a Best Buy, okay?
I don't know if you're going to have enough time.
I don't know if I will. I don't know. Last year, I went there before I had to work the day after Thanksgiving. I had to go into work. So on my way into work, I was like, I'm leaving for work at 7:30. I'll just stop by there and see what it's like. If it's busy, I'll just go on to work. If it's not busy, I can kill some time.
It's busy.
So I go in there at 7:30 a.m. to the Best Buy and the Bed Bath & Beyond right by me. There was nobody there because they'd been up all the late night shoppers. And so at 7:30 in the morning, nobody was there. So I went there. I was out of there in 15 minutes. I'd bought a ton of stuff from Best Buy and a ton of stuff from Bed Bath & Beyond. I had plenty of time, JD. Had lots of time then. And then I didn't have to do any shopping the rest of the day. I could be done by 8 o'clock. No more shopping.
That's crazy.
It's not that big of a deal. Anyways, JD, here's my question. Is there a new worse owner in the NFL than Jerry Jones? Dan Snyder's right up there. But Jim Irsay, I don't know if you saw his tweets. This guy should be shunned from Twitter. We should kick him off of Twitter. He's not listened to our podcast when we had Chris Cluey on, and Chris Cluey told this the rules for posting on Twitter, because recently, actually yesterday, man, he was blasting his Colts team, which is in first place by 2 games, but blasting them on Twitter. Is there a worse owner right now than Jim Irsay?
No. You know, Jerry Jones is horrible, and I feel like he is cursing his Cowboys like Al Davis did the Raiders for so long. But Jim Irsay, you know, he's just shut up. He's a good owner, but just shut up. Mm-hmm. He's had success, but yeah. Nobody wants to hear from an owner. They want to hear from a coach. They don't want to hear from a GM. They don't want to hear from a team president unless you're in Denver. They don't want to hear these things. Well, no, it's true, though. But they don't want to hear these things as a team, a fan of a team. I want to hear what my coach has to say. Other than that, I don't care.
Yeah, you don't want to hear what Ziggy has to say about the Vikings.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care. So, anyway, no, he's not as bad, but he's pretty bad. He's pretty bad. So, Bobby, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, last call, one stop away.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
Bobby, mine comes from Arkansas, Jonesboro, Arkansas. Police in Arkansas said a car dealership owner, you know, always stand-up guys, allegedly plotted to have a former employee killed. But his plan was foiled when he
frowned upon.
Inadvertently telephoned the man he was trying to kill while talking to a hitman. So police said the owner of Legend Motor Company called a former employee while speaking to a hired killer about having the former employee killed. Now, Sergeant Doug Foreman, I don't know if he's a relative of Red Foreman, but said the conversation had ended by the time the police arrived at the former employee's home, but the call made from the phone was still active. So police are in there as he's still talking about having the dude killed. Now, police said Barnett is the guy, Larry Barnett, allegedly wanted to have the former employee killed because the suspect owed the intended victim a large sum of money. So he owed his employee money. So he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to off him. Here's a quote from Foreman, Sergeant Foreman. I've been here for 25 years now, and I've never recalled a time when a subject has accidentally, if you will, butt-dialed someone. They're either trying to commit a crime against or possible victim of the crime. So Barnett, who the police said was allegedly falsifying documents to get loans from non-existent vehicles, faces charges of conspiracy to commit murder, felony theft greater than $25,000, and felony forgery. No clue what the sentence is for being a dumbass.
Well, hold on, JD. I've got, what's that? Yeah, no, I hate this guy. I know. I hate doing this. I know. Oh, wait. Hey, JD.
Yeah, no, I'm here.
I was just joking about that. I don't hate you. What's going on? Oh, no, that's, this button is broken. Hey, it must make my words
sound something at the
funny.
Door. I hear something. Is that the police at the door? Is that the police at your door?
JD, mine comes from Michigan. This is a really, this is the ultimate sign of revenge right here. Now, if you are getting a divorce obviously means there's clearly always going to be a strained relationship there between the two parties. Individual in Michigan moved next door to his ex-wife. He moved in Alan Markowitz, moved into a new home in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Very nice neighborhood, by the way.
Okay.
But happened to move next door to his ex-wife in a house that she shares with her boyfriend.
On purpose?
I don't know if it's on purpose or not, but it's pretty uncanny. And then he proceeded to erect a statue, a bronze statue, on his back porch of a middle finger, and it's pointed directly at their windows. The way this came to the news attention was that his ex-wife's daughter tweeted out a photo of it, took a photo of it and posted it and saying, "It's hard for me to enjoy my baths now because my favorite tub is in my mom's bathroom, which faces out towards Alan's house." And she has the out the window picture of the bronze statue pointing right into their house.
Nice.
Pretty awesome little statue here. It looks like it was a pretty costly statue there. Is there a better way? I guess that's the ultimate FU, right, to an ex?
And if I think correctly, I mean, it's a piece of art. There's nothing illegal about what he did.
No.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That is something to be like. I'm not a fan of you after the divorce, so this is what I think.
No kidding.
You're going to see it every day.
Yeah, so if you want, people can go on and see this. You can just Google ex-wife middle finger statue, and it's easily to see. It's a very big bronze statue. So
wow,
yeah.
Well, that brings us into the station.
Absolutely,
it's been a fun podcast. We hope everybody had a great Turkey Day and is surviving, depending on when you're listening to this, Black Friday. I'll be sitting in my house watching sports.
Comfortable.
It's
a good way of doing it. I will have returned home watching sports, JD.
You're crazy. Until next week, thank you for 150 episodes, and we will see you next week.
When all my guts were telling me to run a stock around, when I should have been there with you, and after all that we lost, I swear I'll never let go. You and I both.
He's a good guy. I like him. So I think that'll be our add-on at the end there, JD. He's a good guy. He's good. Very good.